INNSIFIL, Brad Dunsmore is coming home soon. In an update provided to Innisfil today on April 14, Brad's son, Benny, said that significant progress has been made in the family's effort to bring Brad's remains back to Ontario. "We get to bring him home," Benny said Monday morning. "Not sure when, but we have permission to move forward with this. We have to make the arrangements with the medical examiner and a funeral home in Nova Scotia. But we should be able to bring him home soon." Still no toxicology report from the RCMP. Brad's remains were found in his charred truck in a community near Halifax, NS, in January. Within days of getting a call from police about the incident, Benny and his family traveled to the East Coast to fill out paperwork, start the process of dealing with Brad's estate, and check out the area where the vehicle was discovered. Benny claims delays were due to the investigation still being underway. He also says Brad's girlfriend, whom he was living with at the time, has now relinquished her rights to the body. RCMP Halifax Regional Detachment says it responded January 8 to a report of a vehicle containing possible human remains. Officers attended the scene near the 24,000 block of Highway 7, in the rural community of Watt Section, NS, and have identified the remains as those of a 63-year-old man. Investigators continue to gather information and evidence to determine the circumstances surrounding the man's death, including whether or not it's suspicious, Corporal Guillaume Tremblay said recently. "Our thoughts are with the man's loved ones at this difficult time." The investigation is being led by the Special Investigations Section of the Integrated Criminal Investigation Division, which consists of Halifax Regional Police and RCMP officers and civilian employees, with assistance from the Nova Scotia Medical Examiner Service, RCMP Forensic Identification Services and RCMP Halifax Regional Detachment. Brad, a drywaller by trade and a longtime baseball and soccer coach, moved out east after retiring about 2 years ago.